This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I'm getting a little tired of this war that's supposedly happening within the Republican Party, simply because there's just not enough of them, of these bureaucratic swamp creatures, to actually put up much of a fight. But we're back to the silly narrative. And the problem with the silly narrative, it is a distraction from things that are actually happening right now today in the middle of where we find ourselves today. Now, that may seem, how would I put it? That may seem sort of superficial to sit out there and say it's a big distraction. But here's the thing. There was a war. There was a war, right? But we won that. The Trump wing won. And it still amuses me to no end how some within the GOP and the media think that there's some debate about the future of the party. That's a false narrative. Nikki Haley's not setting it. Romney's not setting it. McConnell's not setting it. Now, in 2016, there was war, no doubt about it. It was called the Republican primaries, and Donald Trump emerged on top. And when that happened, when the base saw actual effectiveness, and make no mistake about this, this has nothing to do with, they use the thing about, well, he uses Twitter, he's brass, he says mean things, he does mean tweets. It has more to do with the fact that he unmasked every politician out there for the charlatan that they are by actually going out and doing things. The party changed. And the people who simply don't get it are Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney and, Adam Kinzinger and a few other losers who will never be elected president, let alone clinch 10 delegates in the GOP primaries. If you're that weak, you got no business trying to talk about shaping the party. And it circles back to this simple question. What do these very few anti-Trumpers have to fear from Trumpism? Who's afraid of Donald Trump that isn't some unhinged progressive? Thought about that question that way? I have. CPAC 2021 is over, and once again, it showed how the party's no longer the Romney-Ryan mold. You know, it's not your party anymore, guys. And even Nikki Haley, who's flip-flopping all over the place regarding Trump, the GOP, and the future, admits that those days are done. There's always going to be questions about the election integrity during the 2020 election. And the facts are that Trump won the most votes of any incumbent president in history. Not a single House Republican lost his or her re-election. The Senate is split 50-50, and the Trump flavor did not sink the GOP even further down ticket and the state-level races. Democrats failed to retake key targets in the state legislatures. This doesn't necessarily bolster that whole Trump is poison narrative that the Liz Cheney types want to disseminate to the masses. I honestly still don't get why this is such a big deal or why there are some of the most aggressive reactions when you mention Trump to the more establishment-based folks within the GOP. Trumpism and the Reaganite conservatism overlap a lot. Under Trump, there was millions of new jobs created. There were no new wars. Middle East peace agreements were hashed out. New trade deals were negotiated. Our immigration laws were enforced. Taxes were cut. Regulations were nixed. And the entire federal judiciary was overhauled. Chief Justice Roberts in the Supreme Court was rendered irrelevant by Trump putting three justices in the Supreme Court. How is this awful? How is this not conservative? Certainly not liberal, so off the bat, it's something that I support. Then there's the issue of spending, and some conservatives have brought up the spending under Trump, and is that truly your deal breaker, guys? I mean, is that what you got? That's all you got? Do you want me to bring up Ronald Reagan's support for an assault weapons ban? Because any conservative or right-leaning individual would view that position as anathema. And they'd be right. When you look at the totality of the Reagan record, there's some that would believe he doesn't deserve to be canceled, and I'm one of them. But he did support the assault weapon ban that happened when he was out of office. Now, Trump's mean tweets aren't a serious grievance against him. He's not being a politician isn't the real issue either for the anti-Trump GOP. What's left of them? The Lincoln Project and its beautiful demise pretty much show that these people were mostly mad that Trump butted into their political operative racket. And by butting in, I mean he came out of nowhere and he won. He won the primary and the 2016 election without the advice of those snake oil salesmen. They didn't need to be listened to anymore. They weren't trusted, and these clowns still have debts to pay, which is why they decided to sell out for Democrats. In fact, a lot of these so-called Republican contributors on the major news networks have become Democrats. They finally owned up to it. And the Lincoln Project was most likely going to be the vessel that would bankroll an anti-Trump third party to keep the grift going, but their co-founder's sexual harassment and proclivity to communicate with dozens of young men went far behind what was professionally permissible, ended all of that. Also, wouldn't this just help the Democrats by splitting the conservative vote? Yeah. Funny how the only thing these principled anti-Trump conservatives want to do is help Democrats. They're slime balls, all of them. And these are the folks who said Trump's moral character flaws are one of the reasons why they can't support him. And I'm done with the swamp monsters. I'm for the non-politicians. Are some of them a bit nutty? Sure. But they're being honest with us. They're actually leveling with us and telling us what they say, what they think, what they believe. Washington, D.C. is killing America. We have a COVID relief bill that doesn't help anybody impacted economically by this virus. It does help federal workers stay at home, paying them $1,400 for weeks. Where is that assistance to America's working families? The institutions are rigged and the system is corrupt, and anyone who wants to take a baseball bat to it, I'll at the very least hear them out. And the elephant in the room is that Trump is no longer president, so why even bother sticking with his populist movement? And it's because when you get down to the details, Trump and the GOP really weren't all that far from controlling everything in D.C. There was a total of 90,000 votes among the presidential, Senate, and House races were all that stood in the way of a total Republican victory. The GOP has gained in demographics at total 71% of voters. And Trump gained with black, Asian, Hispanic voters in 2020. Equality is achieved. There is an appeal to his policies, which only increases Congress continues to dither and not to do its job. So I'm fine with the populist movement that we're in right now. Congress hasn't done its job in decades. And for those still horrified at Trumpism taking hold in the country, well, guess what? You only have yourselves to blame. If you simply respected the voters that enable you to have this swanky, you know, temporary job, instead of using your elected position as a cash card, then Trump would never have even gotten off the ground. But you know that, don't you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantis Holster. holstersingular.com. A frustrating aspect of the modern gun control movement is their seeming abandonment of sanity and reason. The same anti-gun politicians that attack the rights of law-abiding gun owners will advocate for more lenient treatment of those who misuse firearms to commit violent crimes. Dick, if you will, California Assembly Bill 1509, which would alter the state scheme of sentence enhancements for serious crimes committed with firearms. The Legislative Council's digest summarizes the changes as follows. Which it may, I could read it to you verbatim. It would give me a headache. I'm going to give you some of it. The existing law imposes a sentence enhancement in the state prison of 10 years for personally using a firearm in the commission of specified felonies, 20 years for personally and intentionally discharging a firearm in the commission of those felonies, and 25 years to life for personally and intentionally discharging a firearm and causing great bodily harm or death to any other person during the commission of those felonies. This would, this bill reduces those enhancements to 1, 2, and 3 years, from 10, 20, and 25 to 1, 2, and 3. Then existing law imposes a sentence enhancement of 5, 6, or 10 years in the state prison for, with intent to inflict great bodily harm or death, discharging a firearm from a motor vehicle in the commission of a felony, and inflicting great bodily injury or death in the commission of a felony. This bill would reduce that enhancement to 1, 2, or 3 years in the state prison. AB 1509 was authored by Assemblymember Alex Lee, and it was co-authored by, and he's a Democrat, it was co-authored by Assemblymembers Wendy Carrillo, Democrat, Ash Carla, Democrat, Mark Stone, Democrat, Senator Scott Weiner, Democrat. Assemblywoman Carrillo, I don't know how she would pronounce it. If it's Spanish, it's Carrillo, has been a vocal proponent of further restricting the rights of law-abiding gun owners. On May 17th, 2018, she spoke at a gun control rally in Sacramento, put on in part by the Brady campaign. The lawmaker took to Twitter on February 5th, 2019, to boast of meeting Gabrielle Giffords of the Epiphanists, Giffords Gun Control Organization, adding, "California has enacted strict gun laws that can lead the way to a national conversation. We need action. Hashtag gun reform now." Similarly, Assemblymember Calra has pushed for gun control. As a San Jose City Council member, Calra proposed an ordinance that would have required gun owners to comply with onerous storage requirements, ammunition sellers to register transactions, and re-victimized gun owners whose firearms were stolen by requiring them to report the theft within 48 hours. How that re-victimizes that is if you don't, then you're breaking the law. In 2019, Senator Weiner advanced legislation to permanently ban gun shows at Daly City, California's Cow Palace. On August 31st, 2019, he took to Twitter to advocate for gun confiscation and other extreme gun control, stating, "No more talk on guns, action only, ban assault weapons and mandate buyback of assault weapons, extend restrictions to ammo, universal background checks and waiting period, and no more letting people carry weapons in public anywhere." I don't know where he thinks he is, because they already have universal background checks and waiting periods in California, I think. They definitely got waiting periods. And they have restrictions to ammo, because you can only buy ammunition in California. If you live on the coast of California, if you live on one of the borders, Nevada, Arizona, there can be like a shop just across the border saying, "Ammunition is us," and you can't go across there and buy it and bring it back across the border. That's illegal. Moreover, all of the authors have voted in favor of a raft of gun restrictions, including gun rationing, which they do already, restrictions on gun shows, and a resolution urging the federal government to enact California-style gun control law. Now, I find it, quite honestly, to be somewhat confusing that these guys who promote gun control as a means to reduce criminal violence support more lenient penalties for those who actually use guns to perpetrate real violence. But this confusion stems from a fundamental misunderstanding of the gun control agenda, I assure you. Gun control is not about reducing violent crime or bolstering public safety. It's about using the power of government to indulge ugly political and cultural prejudice. Indeed. And these lawmakers' seemingly paradoxical behavior simply underscores that fact. If it were about public safety, none of this would exist. None of these reduce. As a matter of fact, there would only be increases. Interestingly, most of the time with gun control, most gun control is so rushed that they don't bother to check if they actually have to see if they have a system in place to make that kind of scheme work. Because it's quite one thing to enact a law that doesn't cost anything to enact, but on the other hand, if you have to create another bureau or another arm of government to actually oversee something, like what happened with the background check system. Before the background checks were enacted, there was nobody to call to see if you were okay to have this gun. Then when the background checks were enacted, it took a minute for them to actually ramp up and put that in place until it eventually got to the instant background check. But, you know, even that's not enough nowadays. Even the things that they got, even the things the Democrats got when that was enacted, because that was a completely Democratic bill, that's not enough now. That's not enough. They were the ones that said you had to wait 3 days in order to get a gun if you don't pass the background check at first. Now, in the beginning, that was okay, because before that, you didn't have to wait at all, because there was no background check. No background check to fail, no background check to, get in the way. But now, with the background check in place, now we have the Charleston loophole. The 3-day waiting period, which is actually a check on government. Now that's not enough. And now they want 30 days, up to 30 days, if the background check is not completed. And then the gun seller can buy the gun if they want to. So, it's interesting to look at these crazy Democrats and their lack of reason. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering plans for Merck to help manufacture Johnson & Johnson's new coronavirus vaccine. Biden, hosting a White House event, says he expects enough vaccines to be available for all adult Americans by the end of May. Texas is lifting its mask mandate.
Governor Greg Abbott made the announcement Tuesday from a restaurant in Lubbock, claiming that too many Texans have been sidelined from opportunity. Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate. All businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. This statewide mask mandate first went into effect back in July. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Mississippi following suit as well. For them, the mask mandate is over starting tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News. A man convicted of killing at least seven women was found dead in his cell.
A California serial killer known as the I-5 Strangler in the 1970s and 1980s has been killed in his cell at Mule Creek State Prison, southeast of Sacramento, California, shortly after midnight Sunday. 81-year-old Roger Reese Kibb died at the prison where he was serving multiple life sentences, being convicted of seven murders. Police officials say they're investigating his death as a homicide. His only cellmate, Jason Boudreau, was found standing next to the body and is serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole for a first-degree murder charge in Riverside, California. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate Finance Committee is set to vote Wednesday on the nomination of Javier Becerra for Secretary of Health and Human Services. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines says he's a definite no. He says opposition to Becerra among Republicans is growing and a full Senate vote on Becerra is going to be close. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're in the middle of something that is a rather unique moment in history. I don't remember seeing this way before. It interests me a great deal. It interests me a great deal to think about this. Because what we got, let's do it by the numbers, sort of by the numbers. You got New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio calling for the state legislature to revoke Cuomo's emergency powers, joining nine Democrats as well as the state's Republicans in doing so. His Sunday night statement reads, "The state legislature must immediately revoke the governor's emergency powers that overrule local control." And that's a great idea, but why now? Why now? And one reason de Blasio lists is Cuomo's withholding of information on the deaths of over 15,000 people in the nursing home scandal. Now, that fact has been in the media spotlight for weeks now. Even before then, the mayor didn't seem to think that the on-its-face stupid and obviously deadly decision was a good reason for removing extra legislative power. While last year Fox News' Janice Dean, the New York Post, the Federalist, the Daily Caller, Trump, and others exposed and publicly detailed Cuomo's abuses, Mayor de Blasio kept quiet on this one. He also passed on the chance to sign on with nine members of his own party when they joined their Republican colleagues in calling for an end to the emergency powers more than 2 weeks ago. And then here we are. What is it? Day before yesterday, he's calling for this. What provoked this? A second reason, as the mayor listed, is multiple instances of intimidation. Well, that's been obvious since Cuomo got into politics. Everybody knows, let's see, former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer told CNN in 2010, everybody knows that behind the scenes he is the dirtiest, nastiest political player out there, and that it's his reputation from years in Washington. He had brass knuckles, and he played hardball. He has a lot of enemies out there. Nobody's been willing to stand up to him. Spitzer, as you may recall, fled office amid a then-Attorney General Cuomo investigation of his frequent use of prostitutes. Any other reasons? Well, maybe the accusations of sexual harassment, which gained broader credibility 5 days ago when one accuser detailed her story in a long blog post. And then they were furthered this weekend when a second woman added her story. And then a third came forward Monday. And de Blasio statement opens up. New Yorkers have seen detailed, documented accounts of sexual harassment. And that is indeed terrible, particularly from a position of authority and especially from a position of public trust. A proven charge stands alone as a reason to fire a man. But what about all those months spent lying and blaming others for 15,000 deaths in vulnerable elderly care facilities? Why isn't that enough to immediately end emergency authorities when it was exposed and then admitted? I get that when you have somebody like this, these kind of reasons are going to pile up over time, and they're going to gain significance in the mind as gathering evidence establishes a pattern of behavior. Thousands of dead citizens alone should be reason enough for censure. But what's most striking that his call to revoke the emergency powers comes after nearly an entire year of Cuomo publicly wielding his power to destroy his own state, closing schools, banning businesses, shuttering churches, prosecuting a religion, and allowing rioters to run roughshod over citizens and police. So after all that, the abuse of power that cannot, will not be tolerated is sexual harassment having nothing to do with those emergency powers. Is this the line we're drawing here? This is political correct. Hashtag me too. That's what it boils down to. Would it be crushing if of New York if to be okay if not for this latest revelation? And, of course, de Blasio and friends think those extra constitutional abuses of COVID power were toward a noble cause. The mayor's guilty of the same abuses, even letting his long feud with the governor once again spill into national headlines last year as the two fought over turf, and other minor aspects in their individual plans to fight COVID by destroying New York. And an essential aspect of the reckoning coming for Cuomo from within his own party is it comes after a long year of agreement, praise, and adulation. You know, he just got an Emmy. Everything he is guilty of before accusations of sexual harassment, his former allies are also guilty of until now. Like, witness Sunday evening similar condemnations of Cuomo by Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and the White House cutting cleanly along the harassment line. And yet, I saw a picture of them today with him right dead behind her, hand over her shoulder holding her hand. She looked happy, he looked happy. You know, if you think you've got a sexual harasser around you, would you let him get behind you, lady? So you got killer orders, cover-ups, threats, sexual harassment, and the destruction of the state be damned. The real reason for Cuomo's falling, or the coming fall, are that power and ambition have seen weakness and smelled blood. And just like Attorney General Cuomo once took down a wounded Spitzer, a man who once called himself a blanking steamroller before taking his place, a weakened Cuomo now finds himself in the crosshairs. The Democratic Party has the means and has now cited the moral authority to replace Cuomo with another of their own. His days as America's boyfriend are officially over, and for the next act, his allies will wash their hands, using his political career as the gritty soap. Now, like I said, I find it amusing to see some semblance of political justice for the disasters of the past year. I take no heart in this, though. There's no reason for us to take heart in this. Because the people of New York, the only change they're going to see is a change in who the governor may be. I wonder who that's going to be. And for the rest of us, we're all right now, currently, until 2022 at the very earliest, we're all living under the Biden-Pelosi-Schumer administration. So how much is going to change? Although I am really thinking about, I mean, Mississippi is closer to me than Texas. I could move there. I'm really tired of the mask mandate. I'm ready for it to be over. And every time I turn around, Texas is just beckoning to me. And, that'd be cool. I would love it. I would love to get involved. And there's a couple of things keeping me from actually just go ahead and executing that particular plan. But it does loom in the front of my mind. If you got to exist in the Biden, Pelosi, Schumer administration, maybe a place like Texas is probably the safest to be. Or maybe Florida now. Florida, yeah. So, and the sad thing is, I don't know that New York's going to recover. But, I mean, around here we've got old-time businesses going under, and we're not as locked down as some of these other places are. But that's because the officials here in my state are monkey see, monkey do. The mayor, the governor, all of them. They're all that way. They don't want to be caught not doing something they should be doing. Right now, they all wish they were DeSantis, probably. Yeah, DeSantis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
On the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci, he was in a bit of a back and forth with South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem on CBS Sunday, speaking one after the other on the flagship political program over whether aggressive endless lockdowns serve the public's best interest. Now, Fauci first responded to Noem, who celebrated her state's triumph and success protecting the vulnerable while its economy remained open, in direct rebuke to Fauci at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, over the weekend. She said, "We never focused on the case numbers. Instead, we kept our eye on hospital capacity. Now, Dr. Fauci, he told me that on my worst day, I'd have 10,000 patients in the hospital. On our worst day, we had a little over 600. Now, I don't know if you agree with me, but Dr. Fauci is wrong a lot." Now, Dr. Fauci called the governor's remarks unfortunate. "It's not really helpful," he told CBS's Margaret Brennan. "Just take a look at the numbers. They don't lie." Well, okay. That's some good advice. We'll take a look. And the numbers don't lie, but Dr. Fauci does, and he's openly admitted it. When asked what the threshold must be for the nation to reach herd immunity in the early days of the pandemic, he kept putting the number at 60 to 70% vaccination. Later, he upped the number to 70, 75%. Before, he pushed it to 75, 80, 85%. Which I don't know if that's ever happened in this history, in our history. In December, the National Institutes of Health director admitted he'd been lying about those numbers because when polls said only about half of all Americans would take a vaccine, I thought, I can nudge this up a bit. So, in other words, he decided to make a threat. "What I did, though, was tell my people the truth," Noem said on CBS directly after Fauci's appearance. Yet, Noem hasn't enjoyed even a fraction of the glowing press coverage endlessly afforded to the infectious disease expert, quote-unquote, who spent a career failing upwards to make the government bureaucrat something more than just a political celebrity. Now he's the ultimate arbiter of pandemic truth. And at this point, it's not just presidents and governors who stand in the way of a return to normal, although their opposition to the draconian lockdowns they've implemented with remarkable ease would certainly help. It's our new obsession with Fauci's every word far beyond the confines of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. What help is it if a state governor repeals a mask mandate only for your local mayor to implement his own? What good is the total absence of a government mask mandate if your local establishment mandate their own? Now, of course, the latter way of operating is always how things should have been, where a free society allows an educated public to decide what's best in their own interest. We're adults, right? So if nothing else has been made clear in the last year, it's the United States is no longer actually a free society. There will be no return to normal for as long as Fauci's word reigns supreme. Because now we have a problem. There's too large a population that now just wants the government to tell them exactly what to do. They accept the pandemic era as a new normal, and they demand that everybody else live their lives in a way to afford them absolute zero risk, which is impossible. And like Fauci, these types usually haven't worried about a foregone paycheck amid endless lockdowns. Now, Fauci said on CNN, if normality means exactly the way things were before we had this happen to us, I mean, I can't predict that. And, you know, it's almost like he believes that decision is up to him, which sort of at this point it might be. Viral infections, he said, must be to a baseline that's so low it is virtually no threat to even consider normality. Then he went on to raise the story about new variants, which will allow Fauci to extend the lockdown timeline indefinitely. Because there's always going to be a new... This happens every year with the flu. How many people have told you, you know, hey, I'm going to go get a flu shot? Well, you know it ain't going to work because it's mutated. Well, still going to get the flu shot. And we don't worry about that, do we? We don't worry about that at all. There's always going to be a new variant around the corner. There will also always be another excuse for a new lockdown. We have a new precedent that has been set. This is the new normal. But there is one professor at Johns Hopkins who estimates the United States will reach herd immunity next month. Now, on masks, Fauci says Americans ought to prepare to wear them through 2022. And he went on today on the Today Show to teach us how to wear two masks just less than a year later after infamously telling the people in March 2020 there's no reason to be walking around with a mask. Now, your vaccination status, for those of you that have gotten it, on the other hand, doesn't render a golden ticket for you to return to restaurants and movie theaters in Fauci's world, or even a ticket to drop the mask. But in the meantime, he has been one of the most inconsistent individuals on the coronavirus of the past year. Vaccines and masks aside, he flip-flopped on schools, as outlined by independent journalist Jordan Schachtel, demanding schools be closed, then open based on local infections, then primarily online, then back in person if community infection rates are low, then closed in person. Then he claimed he always said schools should be open. On protests last summer, such as the Black Lives Matter protest, they were excused and encouraged by leftist reporters and politicians. And the nation's preeminent COVID authority told House lawmakers, I'm not in a position to determine what the government can do in a forceful way. But then he demanded that the church choir shut their mouths. He said choir should refrain from singing. When you sing and you protect your voice, the aerosols of the virus come out. Fauci has been critical of governors who rebuke his demands while propping up leftist governors who obeyed them, much to their expense. Right, Cuomo? Right, Newsom? Fauci on PBS, he said, we know that when you do it properly, you bring down those cases. We have done it. We have done it in New York. He was touting Andrew Cuomo for the next 6 months before legacy media finally picked up on the governor's nursing home scandal, the severity of which Cuomo covered up. And once again, you can look at the numbers. Just look at the numbers. Numbers don't lie. New York is home to the highest death rate in the country. Followed closely by, you know, the death rate would have been down in the summer if it hadn't been for California. Everything about this whole thing with him and all these other people, I mean, this has just been one big experiment. Is COVID real? Yeah, it's real. Is it real dangerous? Well, if you're the 0.23% that it's going to kill, yeah, it is real dangerous. For the rest of us, not so much. Should we have locked down? No. Should we have taken steps? Absolutely. But we do that every year anyway during cold and flu season, right? The PCR testing and all these other things, they've assigned case status to these various places that have all these things going on. It just drives me crazy what they've done to America. And now we have a group, we have a faction of the American population who just wants to be told what to do. They don't want to exist in a world with risk, which is impossible if you move about. And even if you don't move about, at some point you will expire anyway. Period. That's just the way of the world. Anyway. Yeah, but numbers don't lie. Numbers do not lie. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been and it is always going to be about total control. And numbers don't lie. This has been Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.